All right, let's dive into something we all need, heart health.
It's true.
We've got this source, beating heart disease, prevention strategies that work.
Yeah.
It's packed with good stuff, and it's not just about living longer. It's about, like, living better.
Yeah.
Who doesn't want that?
Exactly.
So it really emphasizes we can actually do something about it.
Yeah, for sure.
It's not just, like, fate.
You're not doomed.
Right. So, okay, it compares it to, like, knowing your opponent in a game.
Okay.
But it's your body.
Right.
What are those risk factors we got to watch out for?
Well, some of them are like silent. You don't even know they're there.
Yeah.
High blood pressure, for example.
Oh, yeah.
Could be creeping up for years.
Really?
No symptoms.
Wow.
Your arteries are like the plumbing in your house, right?
Okay.
And high blood pressure is like constant high water pressure.
Oh.
Putting stress on the pipes, eventually causing damage.
That's a good way to think about it.
Yeah.
So getting those regular checkups, it's like calling the plumber before things go wrong.
Exactly. Early detection is so important.
And then high cholesterol.
Oh, yeah. Another silent one.
Is all cholesterol bad?
No. Our bodies need some cholesterol.
Okay.
But too much of the bad kind is like gunk in those pipes.
Oh, I see.
Narrowing.
So the blood can't flow as well.
Right. We call that plaque buildup.
Okay. So high blood pressure, that's straining the pipes.
Yeah.
High cholesterol, that's clogging them up.
Exactly.
Then we've got smoking.
Right.
That's going to be bad.
Right. It's like throwing sandpaper in there.
Oh, no.
Roughing up the insides.
Makes everything worse.
Exactly. It damages the blood vessels, increases that blood pressure, and speeds up that plaque buildup.
Wow. So many things going wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's diabetes.
Right.
High blood sugar.
It can damage the lining of the blood vessels.
Oh, I see.
They're more prone to plaque buildup.
And then what about like family history and age, those kinds of things?
Those you can't really control,
right?
Right? But knowing about them can make you more proactive about the things you can control.
So if heart disease runs in your family, you might want to start making changes earlier, right?
Exactly.
Be more careful.
And really diligent about those screenings.
Okay, so step one is knowing your risks.
Right.
But then what do we do about it? There's so much information out there about living heart healthy.
Yeah.
It can be overwhelming.
It's true.
What do we do?
Well, that's where the source is so good.
Okay.
It lays out a clear roadmap.
Okay. Tell me more.
The first stop is diet.
All right. Hit me.
What's going to make me ditch the donuts for broccoli? Think of it this way. Every time you eat, you're either fueling your body or fueling disease.
Okay.
So this source really stresses how important it is to eat lots of fruits and vegetables and whole grains and healthy fats.
But like, what makes a bell pepper so special?
Well,
and why should I choose salmon instead of a steak?
Okay, let's break it down.
All right.
Bell peppers, those are packed with antioxidants.
Okay.
They fight off free radicals.
Those damage our cells, right?
Right, and that contributes to heart disease.
And salmon.
It's got all those omega-3 fatty acids.
Okay.
They reduce inflammation in your blood vessels.
So it's like smoothing out the rough edges we talked about earlier.
Exactly.
But I need some real-world tips.
Of course.
What are some little things I can do every day to make a difference?
Well, instead of that sugary soda,
yeah.
How about some water with cucumber and mint?
Ooh, I like that.
And when you're cooking, experiment with herbs and spices instead of so much salt.
I can do that.
These little changes really add up.
Small changes, big impact. I like that.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've got our risk assessment. We're fueling up with good foods.
Right.
What's next?
Well, the source says next we got to get moving.
To the gym.
Well, not necessarily.
Okay.
It could be anything that gets your heart rate up.
So I don't have to become a marathon runner?
No. No, not at all.
Tell me more.
It recommends at least 150 minutes of moderate intensity cardio each week. That could be brisk walking, dancing, swimming, even gardening.
So I don't have to be out of breath. I can still have a conversation.
Right. You don't have to be completely winded.
Got it.
But maybe not singing an opera.
Okay, brisk walking, not power walking.
Exactly.
What about strength training? Is that good for the heart, too?
Absolutely. At least 2 sessions a week.
Okay.
It builds lean muscle, boosts your metabolism.
Okay.
Helps manage your weight.
And stronger muscles mean your heart doesn't have to work so hard.
Right. Oh. Like giving your heart its own personal trainer.
I like that.
Yeah.
So exercise, it's not just about looking good.
No.
It's about making our hearts stronger.
Exactly.
And more efficient.
Right.
Which brings us to weight management.
Yeah.
That's a big one.
The source says that carrying extra weight really strains your heart.
Makes sense.
And it makes it more likely you'll develop those other risk factors we talked about.
Like high blood pressure and cholesterol.
Yeah.
Besides eating right and exercising, are there other things we can do to manage our weight?
Well, portion control is huge.
Okay.
Try using smaller plates.
Okay.
And pay attention to how hungry you really are.
Mindful eating.
Right. Savor each bite.
Yeah.
Listen to your body's cues.
Don't just keep eating even if you're full.
Yeah, it's about developing a healthy relationship with food.
So we've covered diet, exercise, and weight management.
Uh-huh.
What are we missing? Well, there are some biggies we haven't talked about yet.
Yeah, like smoking and too much alcohol.
Right. Those are the bad boys. I know they're bad for you.
For sure.
But, like, how bad are they?
Well, the source has some pretty eye-opening info about that.
Okay, tell me.
Let's start with smoking.
Okay.
Get this. If you quit,
yeah,
your risk of heart disease drops by 50% in just 1 year.
50% in a year?
Yep. And after 15 years, it's almost like you never smoked at all.
That's amazing. Why is that? What's it doing to us?
Think about those pipes again.
Okay, the plumbing.
Right. Smoking is like pouring acid down them.
Oh, yikes.
It damages the lining of your blood vessels, makes them more likely to get clogged up with plaque.
And it raises blood pressure too, right?
Exactly. And it makes your blood more likely to clot, which can lead to a heart attack or stroke.
So it's not just about your lungs?
Nope. It's your whole cardiovascular system.
What about alcohol? Is a glass of wine with dinner? Okay.
The key is moderation.
Okay.
For women, that means up to one drink per day. And for men, up to two.
And those are standard drink sizes, right?
Right. Not those giant margaritas.
I've heard that red wine might actually be good for you.
There's some research that suggests that red wine, in moderation,
yeah,
might actually have some benefits.
Interesting.
It has a compound called resveratrol.
Okay.
It's an antioxidant. And it might help protect against cell damage.
But more research is needed, right?
Definitely. Don't go overboard on the red wine just yet.
It's not a magic cure.
Right.
Quitting smoking and cutting back on alcohol can be hard.
It can.
Any tips for making those changes stick?
The source says getting support is super important.
That makes sense.
There are lots of resources out there.
Like what?
Nicotine replacement therapies.
Uh-huh.
Support groups. Even professional help from a therapist.
So you don't have to go it alone.
Nope. There are people who can help you through it.
Okay. What about stress?
Oh,
that's got to be a big one.
It is. The source has a whole section on stress management.
So like worrying about work and bills, can that actually hurt my heart?
It's not quite that direct, but when you're stressed, your body releases hormones like adrenaline and cortisol.
The fight or flight response.
Exactly. And in the short term, that's a good thing.
It helps us deal with danger, right?
Right. But when stress is constant, those hormones are always there.
And that's a problem.
It is. Over time, it can raise your blood pressure, cause inflammation, even change the way your blood clots.
All of that increases the risk of heart disease.
Exactly.
And stress can mess up your sleep, make you overeat, make you want to smoke.
Right. It makes it harder to make healthy choices.
It's like a vicious cycle.
It is.
So how do we break it? How do we manage stress?
The source talks about a few different things.
Okay.
And the key is finding what works for you.
So there's no one-size-fits-all solution.
Right. Some people like mindfulness practices like meditation.
Yeah.
Others prefer more active things like exercise or being in nature.
I've heard that deep breathing can help.
It can. Those deep breaths can really calm your nervous system.
And you can do them anywhere.
Exactly. Anytime you feel stressed.
The source also mentions social connection.
It does, spending time with loved ones.
Yeah.
Laughing, feeling supported.
It's like having your own personal stress-busting team.
Right. It's about nurturing those relationships.
So managing stress is not just about peace and quiet.
No, it's about connection, too.
And that brings us to another important topic.
Which is?
Sleep.
Yes. Sleep.
I love sleep.
Me too.
But I didn't realize it was connected to heart health.
It definitely is. The source says that not getting enough sleep can actually increase your risk of heart disease.
So those late night Netflix binges are bad for my heart.
Well, when you don't sleep enough, your body gets all out of whack.
Your
hormones get messed up, you get more inflammation, your blood sugar is harder to control.
Wow, I had no idea.
It all adds up.
So how much sleep do we need?
Aim for 7 to 9 hours of good quality sleep each night.
And
consistency is key.
So I should go to bed and wake up around the same time every day.
Exactly, even on weekends.
That can be tough.
It can. But it helps regulate your body's natural sleep-wake cycle.
Your circadian rhythm.
Right, it's like setting your internal clock.
But what if I have trouble sleeping?
The source recommends creating a relaxing bedtime routine.
Like what?
Dim the lights, take a warm bath, read a book.
Okay.
Listen to calming music.
So it's about creating a peaceful environment.
Right, both physically and mentally.
What else?
Avoid caffeine and nicotine before bed.
Okay.
Make sure your bedroom is dark, quiet, and cool.
Right. A comfortable sleep environment is so important.
It is. It helps set you up for success.
Okay. So we've talked about lifestyle changes.
Uh-huh.
But what about checkups and screenings?
Those are important too.
Yeah, how do we stay on top of our heart health?
Regular checkups are key.
Okay.
Think of it like a report card for your heart.
I like that.
The source says it's important to keep track of your blood pressure, your cholesterol levels, and your blood sugar.
So those are the big three.
Yeah, those are the key metrics.
All right, I'm ready for my checkup. So it's like those regular checkups we get at the doctor?
Yeah, like getting your heart's vital signs checked.
But it's more than just showing up, right?
Right, the source really wants us to be involved.
Okay.
Ask questions, understand what's going on.
Be an advocate for our own health.
Exactly. Work with your doctor, come up with a plan.
Are there specific screenings we should ask about?
There are a few, like an EKG.
What's that?
It measures your heart's electrical activity.
Okay.
And an echocardiogram.
What does that one do?
It uses sound waves to make pictures of your heart.
So they can see if anything's wrong.
Yeah, see how it's working, if the structure's okay.
Catch things early.
Exactly, when treatment is most effective.
And, of course, regular visits with our doctor.
Yes. Talk to them. Be open and honest.
Don't be shy.
Right. Tell them what's going on if you have any concerns.
And make sure we understand our own risk factors.
Exactly.
This has been so helpful.
I'm glad.
I feel like we've got a whole plan now.
A toolkit for heart health.
Yes.
Yeah.
As we wrap up, what's the one thing you want people to remember?
Heart disease is serious, but it's often preventable.
That's good.
We have so many tools. Diet, exercise, stress management, sleep.
It can feel overwhelming.
It can, but just pick one thing. Start small.
Little changes can make a big difference over time.
Exactly. It's about making heart health a priority.
Not another thing on your to-do list.
Right. And remember, you don't have to do it all alone.
Get support from your doctor, from friends, from family.
There are communities out there, people who understand.
That's so important.
Taking care of your heart is the best investment you can make.
It's about living a better life, right?
Absolutely. A longer, healthier, happier life.
Thanks to everyone for listening.
And it's been great talking to you.
We hope you feel inspired to take charge of your heart health.
We'll see you next time.
Keep those hearts beating strong.